Vamos a ser anyone.
אומר רב לילי בר מאמל, אומר מרות ואומר שמואל, סורס ממאנס אסור, סורס ממאנס אסור. כל סורס ממאנס אסור, זה נורמלי קייסת ממאנס. The ktano, that the father, that her mother married her off. The halacha is that midiraisa you can't be mekabel kiddushin for a ktano. But in the rabbanon they were metaken that her brother and her mother could marry her off. Shloiti a prutzah be'arayis. But they were metaken as kiddushin the rabbanon. But if she wants, she could be memayin. She could say she doesn't want the marriage. And the halacha is that miyun is oikir lemafreya. If you do a miyun, she's ois married lemafreya from the beginning. That's the halacha. Miyun is oikir lemafreya. Not only from now on she's not married. Stay the Reb Chaim and Sefer is mazbir. If she become a abba lemafreya. But the miyun is oikir lemafreya, kilu she was never married. So that's the halacha. Ketano she isiu o imo ve'achel. She could be memayin. She doesn't have to have a reason why she's memayin. She could just say, I don't want to be married. She doesn't have to come with an excuse, with a sibah, I'm in mine because I don't like it, because I don't want. The minute she's in mine, it's me'el of nifka issues. Me'el of nifka issues. Now, we know all of all that an issue could be me'mayin, b'chaye b'aylo. When her husband is living, she goes over, she says, ich will mich. So issue could be me'mayin, b'chaye b'aylo. The shaila is if an isha can be memayin shalei bechaye bailo. Her husband dies. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Gimel. The Pashtus is a machlekes in the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. What would be if an isha, her husband died and she fell a yibu, and now she wants to make miyun? One man the Omar Avoyishi holds you can't do miyun now. The Pashtus, you could do miyun bechaye abal. Kozman is married, you could go over and memayin. But after he's dead, you can't do miyun. What is the pshat in it? Even that miyun is oikir lemafreya. But miyun has to be, you go to the marriage, and you try to break the marriage. But if the marriage is over, you can't come over and try to break a marriage that already is over. Even in lo yitzur, you will manage to do it, you'll be oikir lemafreya. Even if you'll be oikir now, you'll be oikir lemafreya. So what if he's dead? But I want to be oikir lemafreya. Rabbi Yishir holds, you can't do miyun lemafreya. You only could do miyun b'chaye b'aylo when the issues is happening, you have what to pull off. You go over to the issues and you pull it off, l'mafreya. But after the issues is over, b'chaye ayovam, you can't do yibu. Ulehold, you could do yibu. You could do miyun, even after misa sabab. Even when the yovam is around, you could do miyun. Our sugya for sure is going, l'fi ule, that you could do miyun even le'achar misa. If you can't do miyun le'achar misa, l'chor our sugya doesn't start b'chlar, you can't do miyun. So our sugya is going that you could do miyun la'achar misa. We'll see Be'ez Hashem and the Hemshech HaSugya, if you only could do miyun because you have a yavam, or even if you don't have a yavam. There's no yavam. She was married to someone and he's dead. She wants to forget about the time that she was married to him. She wants to do miyun, she was never married to him. They tell her, Vasa nafkimina, he's dead. She says, no, I want to be oikir now, the nisuim lemafreya. So we said, there's one shita that you only could do it b'chaye b'aylo. We're going to sugi by us that you could do it even when the yavam is around. But what would be if there's no yavam around? There's no yavam around. What it could be the nafkamina? I thought it could be the nafkamina. She wants to marry Yenem's father. She wants to marry her old husband's father. So if she's memayim, but now the Gemara nira kekalosim, we're going to shmet to the Gemara. If she could do miyun lamazarin, she's oikir nesuim, so she was never married to her husband, she could marry her father. But lo yitzuyer will say that you can't do miyun, lo yitzuyer, the issues is not around, you can't do miyun anymore. So lo yitzuyer, he's dead, and there's no yavam, you can't do miyun. So this is the shayla later. One shayla is only b'chayi ba'al. The second man, the Omar holds ule that you could do miyun even not b'chayi ba'al, b'chayi ayyavam. But then weiter, it's a chazike. So it's episode hemshach from yana mishus. So it makes sense maybe that I could do miyun. But what about when there's no zike b'chlal? I still want to do miyun when nothing is left. I could do miyun or I can't do miyun. That's the shayla. So, and the third shalom we'll see is Rishonim Daf Yud Gimel. It's also Negeah to Aris Sugi. If you could do meal when there's no Mazika, when it's you're mind and nobody. To be masculine the Indian before we start, I give you Amchosha to the Indian. Amchosha. A person was married to a Ketana for 5 years. He gave her a get. Now she wants to do a meal and she wants to marry her father. She could do it or not. Yeah, I'm divorced. But I want to be Oiga that I was never married to you. You could hear it. Osha Ken, Osha La. Can I say it's not in though? Cause man, I'm married to you, I could do miyun. It's a yavam, I could do miyun. He divorced her already. He's not married, but she says, I want to marry now your father. In 5 years I was married to you, I want to do miyun. I want to raise it. For two reasons. Understand, miyun has to be, you have to go over to the issues and give it a clap. If there's no issues to go over to because it's not over, you can't do a miyun. Chavtze of miyun is to say goodbye. If there's nothing there, you can't do miyun. So, you only could do miyun b'chayi ha'bal. B'chayi ha'yovam, you can't do yibum. So, that you could do b'chayi ha'yovam. And we're clearing if the pshat in b'chayi ha'yovam that you could do miyun is, because it's epes ha'zike, so this is the reason you could do it? Or even if it's the case that there's no zike, we bring two mesholim. Or after Misa, there's no one there, she wants to marry the father. Or even b'chayov, but he divorced her already, and she wants to do miyun. Well, it could be that be machlekes to terutzim the last tesis in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. But it's been a get to our sugi all of the tzedodim. But let me hate tzachon from our sugi. It's Amar Shmuel. Tzoras memayenes asur. Now, Reuben was married to Noshim, one a ketana and one a normal, a regular one. And he died. And now the ketana made a miyun in the issues of Reuben. She went over to the Shimon, to the Yavon. And she told the Yavam, I want to do miyun. So the halacha is not only that Shimon can't do yibum to the one that she was memayin, that she doesn't want to be Eishes Reuben anymore. Shimon can't do miyun even to Tzaroso. So he can't do miyun not only to the one that was memayin to him. He can't do yibum even part of the Tzor. Zog b'gmor leman ilay meleachim. Hashto, he gufe shari. The Omar Shmuel, miyano beze, muteres beze, tzorosa mi boye. Fayg di gmora akasha hazeh. So, Rab Lili b'mar, Omar Ma'uk, beseder chidush, tzoros memayenes asur. Zog di gmora leman. Who is not allowed to marry the tzor? Ilei meleachim, hashto, he gufe shari. The Omar Shmuel, miyano beze, muteres beze, tzorosa mi boye. It can be that the brothers are not allowed to marry the tzoros. Why? She herself, the brothers are allowed to marry. Why she herself, the brothers are allowed to marry? Miyano beze, muteres beze. She was memayin and Shimon. So the halacha is that the brothers are allowed to marry the one that was memayin, the Ainu Levi. All the other brothers are allowed to marry her. So for sure she doesn't part with the tzor. That's the Gemara's kasha. For sure she doesn't part with the tzor. The Omar Shmuel Miyano Beze Muteres Beze Tzorosa Miboye. So there's two ways to learn this Gemara. We'll start the file in the way that the Rashba learns the Gemara. We'll be asking for a second the Rashba inside. The Rashba learns that Miyano Beze Muteres Beze, the Pshat is when she's Memayan and Shimon, so the Zike Klapi, the other brothers stay. The Haile. She's married to Reuven. Reuven dies. Now Shimon, she goes to Shimon, I'm Memayan. Miyun is be'etzev oikir nesuim harishoinim. But she told Shimon that she's memayin. She didn't tell Lady the Yehuda v'Yisohar that she's memayin. So when she makes a miyun and Shimon zog the Rashba, klapei Lady Yehuda v'Yisohar, she stays married to the brother. Klapei this one, she took off the zikr. Klapei the other one, she didn't take off the zikr. What is the hesber in it? Pashtus. We're going to feed the Pashtus advarim. We said be'etzev when a person is not around, there's no way to make a miyun. You have to make a meal on something that is catching. So he's dead. And now the Zika goes over to all of the other brothers. So she goes over to one and she makes a meal. So klappe his zika, she takes it over the mafreya. Klappe the other brothers, noch nicht given a meal. The meal is in this brothers. So the other brothers, learn the Rashba, she zokuk to the other brothers. Miyama bezem uteres leze, means she zokuk to the other brothers. I said the Rashba of Kuf Zayin learns argument. So miyama bezem uteres bezem means, she's the minor one, she zokuk to the other brothers. So frag the Gemara, why tzoras memayne sasuro lema? Ilei mele achim, ashto hi gufe sharet ed achim, da omar Shmuel miyano beze muteres beze, tzoroso mi boye? So she herself is zokuk to the achim. So the tzoro for sure could do yibu. So why tzoras memayne sasuro? Why tzoras memayne sasuro? She herself is allowed to do yibu to the achim. So the tzoros for sure have to do yibu to the achim. Elo ledidei, elo ledidei, that what? That he's not allowed to marry the tzores. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. So in this word, Elul Adidei, is mevur in the Gemara that he himself is not allowed to marry the Mamayanis. Right? The Gemara wanted to say the brothers. So the Gemara asks, the brothers are allowed to marry her. For sure they're allowed to marry the tzores. Elul Adidei, that he's not allowed to marry her. So maybe he's not allowed to marry the tzores. And the Gemara will ask, no. Maybe the tzores is allowed to marry. As if the brothers are allowed to marry her, he's allowed to marry the tzoros. Oh, but that he's not allowed to marry the one that was memayenis, does state klor in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says like this, leman. Ilei mele achim, they're not allowed to marry the tzoros. Hashto, they're allowed to marry the same one, because clapping them, nothing was taken off. For sure, they're allowed to marry the tzoros. Elele didei, he's not allowed to marry her, so maybe he's also not allowed to marry the tzoros. And the Gemara will ask, no, he's not allowed to marry her, but he's allowed to marry the tzoros. So when we're holding in the first line of the Gemara, Elul Adidei, he's not allowed to marry her. So the Gemara is trying to say, maybe he's not allowed to marry the tzoros. Frekt Rashi, why he's not allowed to marry her? So right, she was married to his brother. But he made a miyun, so she was never married to his brother. She was never married to his brother. Fakel, he's allowed to marry her. Zogt Rashi, aber etz nires keish esach. She's a nires keish esach. Why she's nires keish esach? Because the Maaseh, he only made miyun now. Yesterday when the brother was living, she was married to the brother. So it's niras kei shesach. So she herself is not allowed to marry. Somebody says, he made a miyun, and she's not married to him anymore. But it's a niras kei shesach. Nu gzeira de rabbonon. Niras kei shesach. Be'etzem miyun is oikir lemafreya. If miyun is oikir lemafreya, she was never married to my brothers. So why not? The other brothers, she's married and they could do yibu. To myself, she was never married, so I'm also allowed to marry her. I'm allowed to marry her from a different way. Because why not? I don't have a problem to marry her. I have a heter to marry her. By me, she was never married. I don't have a problem to marry her. By me, it was never a zika. So Rashi fragt us. So Rashi, asuro de miyun okel ele zika, vekel ele beish esach, vim toimar miyun isuim kamoye korokar, varei nochis etzloi, umuter esloi, gzeire de rabbonon hi oil vele miyan oberishoin, ומכוח נשואים נופנו להישייה במנירס קשע סוחיב. ואוכל אמרו לי כמון, בשעס נפיל לנירס הקלוסי. So רשי is a גזרת הרבונות. What is the ghetto of the גזרת הרבונות? The pashas for stating Rashi is. Because בעצם she was a יבומו, and she fell a yibum, and everyone knows that she fell a yibum. Now she made a miyun. So, a couple of nuschoes. So they made a miyun, people look at it like the zika went off. But they don't think that the marriage of yesterday went off. Or in the andere nusach, when she was married to the brother, she was hanging, maybe yes, maybe not. After he died, oh, finished. People think that Baisley, she was married to him and he's dead. People don't think that that marriage could lemafreya could go off. So it looks like Eish Esach. He can do Yibum because lemaisley, she's not skuka, even with the Rabbanon, he made a meal. Abbas is nearest to Eish Esach. So he himself is not allowed to marry the one that was memayan to him. Because it's nearest to Eish Esach. Frek the Gemara, but let it to part of the but why he's not allowed to marry the Tzores? Elo l'didei, maish no mayin is the shari le'achim, de lo yav de bu maise, tzor nami lo yav de bu maise. So, but, so she herself is not allowed to marry, because it's niras kei shesach. But why he can't marry the tzoros? Frek tesis right away, he doesn't understand the kashin. If he's not allowed to marry her, she's a shesach, so the tzoros, the tzoros elo. What is the gmoros kashin bichlal? If he's not allowed to marry her, why is he not allowed to marry her? Because she's a elo, she's a shesach. If she's a Ishesach, so the male, the Tzor is a Tzor is a Ishesach. Tzor is near a Ishesach. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? What is the Gemara's Kasha? Why is not a bishneim? The brothers, we understand, allowed to marry. Over he bishneim is she. He's not allowed to marry because it's nearest keishes ach. But why is not allowed to marry the tzoros? For ekteisves, teime nehidle of the b'maise came in the b'menes asurale have a tzoros a ketzoros elve ve'echi b'dam al b'menes b'shari le'achim. What's like the gemara? The brothers are allowed to marry her because she's kukul eibu, so they're allowed to marry the tzoros. He himself is not allowed to marry her because she's nearest keishasach. So maybe he's not allowed to marry the tzoros. And the Gemara doesn't have a test on this kasha. The Gemara starts that she doesn't know what the pshat tzoros and ma'anis asur. I said, what is tzoros and ma'anis asur for the Gemara? Bishneim ilay mele'achim. They're allowed to marry her. They're allowed to marry the tzoros. Ela ledidei. Okay, she's not allowed to marry because she's eishasach. Why you can't marry the tzoros? For it takes to say very simple. If he's not allowed to marry her, the tzoros, the tzoros elbe. The Torah, but Be'etzem, this thesis is a very shvera thesis. After Miyashim, but Pasha's thesis Kasha Bichal doesn't start. How she could part of the Torah? What we'll say, Torah is Eishasach. Vali is not allowed to marry her because she's Eishasach, so you will not be allowed to marry the Torah. Torah is Eishasach. No Shaykh is the Torah is Eishasach. Why? For three reasons. First, when she became also at Eishasach, only after the Nefilah. B'chayov, she was okay. Erbe l'achar nefila doesn't part of the Torah, zog Doruch Lanel. Erbe part of the Torah only if b'shas nefila there were Torahs. When they were living together, she was not an Erbe, she was Roy Le'ibum. When the problem started, now, that now it looks not good. Now it looks not good, cannot part of the Torah. What doesn't look good now, cannot part of the Torah. Nothing. Not when you're not b'chalitza. Erbe l'achar nefila doesn't part of the Torah. One kasha. Another kasha is, it's not only erbe l'achar nefila. Afazei vay that he made a miyun, so klapi him is no zike, so erbe shalei v'mokim mitzvah also doesn't part of the Torah. Erbe only part of it falls le'ibum, and it part of the other one. If we said in the sugya of chutz, if klapi mishu was never married, so clapping me, she's not a tzoras elbe, so she can't part of the tzoras. And bichlaf like the rashash is shesach dem emele, neither doesn't part of the tzoras. So tesis kasha is a very shvere kasha. Okay, let's talk in terutzim. Just to learn that the pasha the tesis is not nishgirech. So emele, what is the gemara's kasha? So the gemara's kasha is again, Rablivi b'shem Rab Mama zot as vos. That tzoras memeenes asuro. Tzoras memeenes asuro. What is the isur of tzoras memeenes? Frek the gemara, what could be the isur of tzoras memeenes? What could be the issue of tzoras memeenes? To the achim, she herself is zakuk le'ibum because the miyun is only mafkia in his way. And the male of the tzoro, avada could do ibum. To himself, she cannot do ibum. The etzim, he's allowed to marry her. She's golish. She's mufka klapi him. But she's allowed to marry her because he's not allowed to marry her. Gzeira de rabbonon sheniras kei shesach. Gzeira de rabbonon sheniras kei shesach. But why to part of the tzoro? And for the gemore. Gzeire mishum tzoras bitoy memaenes. Again, I want first the pashtus like Gemoritz. It's like Geis HaSugya, but Gein Pamelach. Gzeire mishum tzoras bitoy memaenes. What is the answer to the answer of the Gemoritz? The reason you're not allowed to marry tzoras memaenes, we have a gzeire de rabono. What is the gzeire de rabono? Otu tzoras bitoy memaenes. If my daughter, Lu Yitzur, the Memaenis is a Bitoy, and she'll be Memaen, and you will come to marry the Torah. That's him, so what? Avazei vayi that the Miyun is Mafkia the issues, and she was never married to my brother, I'm allowed to marry the Torah. Aber, the Torah says, Torah's Bitoy Memaenis is a Gzeira to Bitoy. Now, we know that if my brother is marrying my daughter and my brother dies, this is Yevomes, I'm not allowed to marry my daughter, and it battles the Torah. No, I'm not allowed to marry my daughter, and it battles the Torah. If my daughter is married to my brother, Bitoy battles the Torah. Now what would be if the Bitoy is a Ketana, and you do a Miyun? So if the Bitoy is a Ketana, and you do a Miyun, so Be'etzem now it's not a Torah Selve. It's a Mishnah. Now it's not a Torah Selve. And Be'etzem if it's not a Torah Selve, you're allowed to marry the Torah. However, if people will be Matir Bitoy Memaenes, they will come to be Matir Evi Torah Bitoy. So in the Rabbonon, Tzoras Bitoy Memaenes is also Gzeira Oto Bitoy Memaenes. So every Tzoras Memaenes is also Because if you were come to be matir tzoras memaenes, people would say, ah, memaenes, you're allowed to marry the tzora. So you will come to be matir even bitter memaenes. And if they will be matir bitter memaenes, they will come to be matir tzoras bitter. The Rashi in the Kuf Zayin will ask, that's like gzeire le gzeire. Kul echod gzeire. The Bible, kul echod gzeire. If you make the difference, Shayim, we'll say under the pshat. Kul echod gzeire. So again, the issue to marry tzoras memaenes is beetzim is no problem. She's a shesach, but the tzora nish can issue. But what is the gzeire? The gzeire is beetzim mitzad. Gzeire to bitter memaenes. And bitter memaenes also beetzim is mutter. Because if the bitter is out, why not to marry the tzora? But the teretz is, oh, to bitter. If my brother is married to my daughter, and then my brother dies, she patters the tzora. So if you be matir tzoras memaenes, you'll be matir tzoras bitter memaenes, and then you'll be matir bitter. Those are the gemara. So let me send the gemara inside. Zog the gemara, gzeire mishum tzoras bitter memaenes. Zog the gemara, tzoras bitter memaenes mi asire, v'otnan ben mishne kulo mi meisu em mi enu tzoroseyem mutoros. B'man ile ben mi enu bebaal, haynu grusho. אלא לא ביום, זה כמו לא אילום בבעל, ותרי גב מגירושי. So Gmor says, no, if the daughter was ממיין בחי עם my brother, so then if my brother dies, I'm allowed to do Yivum to the Tzorah. Aber if my brother died, and she made Miyun by me, then Chazal Aser, Tzoras ביטי ממיינס, או to ביטוי. זו גמור, מה ישנו כי מי אנו בבעל, דאקרינו לנישואים, לא יצאו שיש ממיין in my brother, so I'm allowed to marry the Tzorah. So why if my brother was married to my daughter and now he dies and my daughter makes a miyun, I'm not allowed to marry the tzor? Ki mi ano biyovam nami nisuim kamoi koakro. She was never married. So why when my daughter makes a miyun? Why when my daughter makes a miyun to me, al tziyovam, I'm not allowed to marry the tzor? When she made a miyun b'chai my brother, we said she was never married to my brother. So now also, when she makes a miyun, so maybe she was never married to my brother, because the miyun is oikil l'mafreya. If the miyun is oikil l'mafreya, she was never married to my brother. She was never married to my brother, but maybe I could do yibum. Zog the gemara mishum the toni roma bar yecheskel, the toni roma bar yecheskel, mi ano bebaal muteres le'oviv. Be'yobom asura le'oviv. Alu mishas nefile nires kekalosu. Ochenami mishas nefile nire kitzoras bito. So the gemara says a teretz like this. The reason bitter memaenes is also be'etzem like this. If my brother is married my daughter and she's memaen and then my brother dies, she's mutaf. Because people know that she was never married to my brother. But if my brother dies and my daughter is married to my brother and she doesn't miyun, we say vay b'shas nefile. Before the miyun, she'd look like a tzoras elve. So even if she does miyun now, people don't look on it like yigven a miyun because it was la'achar miseh. And the people will come to say that tzoras bitter is mutter. So that's the gzeira the rabbonon. Chazal answered tzoras bitter memaenes or to bitter. That if you matir tzoras bitter memaenes, you come to be matir every tzoras in a bitter. And the gemara brings a mashal to this gzeira. The gemara brings a mashal to this gzeira from Rami Bar Yecheskel. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel. What is the memory from Rami Bar Yecheskel? Every isha zok the gemara. If she's married to a person and she makes a miyun to this husband, she's allowed to marry the father. We don't say niras kekalosa. But if the person dies and she makes a miyun to the yavam, then she's not allowed to marry the father because it's niras kekalosa. If she goes b'chaye b'aylon, she's memayan, she's allowed to marry the father. Why? Because we say she was never married to him. But if he dies and it was a yavam and then she made a miyun, then she's not allowed to marry the father. Why? Because it's niras kekalosa. It's avazach bayos. If my daughter is married to my brother and she does a miyun, I'm allowed to marry her. The tzora. Why? She's never tzora herself. The bitter is out. But if my brother dies and she makes a miyun by the yavam, so then I'm not allowed to marry because it's niras ketzora herself. Not in the gemara. What is the hezbon in the gemara? The ritva, all the rishonim ma'aseh. Like we said before, when someone makes a miyun, everyone knows it was over. They were never married. Why not to marry the father? Why not to do yibum? She was never married. But if he's dead, and you do miyun now, people look at it that the miyun only was now. Like some people came over to ask me, but she never said no to the husband. She only said no to the yavam. Samaratzis. But without people could ask it, this is the nearest. People think that she's only memayan to the yavam. People don't see there was a miyun and the whole free of the nesuim. The emes is nesuim kamayim koka. Aber when you oiker, you oiker l'mafrei. You don't have to have a reason to be oiker. But the gather of the miyun is, so if she's memayin b'chayi b'aylo, people take you think that she was never married. But if she's memayin b'chayi d'yobo, so the miyun is nearest. It's the emes, it's a father, neker and gansin. But it's nearest. But mele, in a normal yobo, you're not allowed to marry the father because she's a kala, kalosoi. And the zelda zach l'gabi arsugye, if she's memayin d'bitu b'chayi b'aylo, you're allowed to marry the tzoro. The brothers, the father of the daughter is allowed to marry the tzoro. But if the brother died, and the daughter and the other tzoro fell a yibum, even if the daughter tells the father now, ich mach a yib, a miyun, ich will nish, afilo och, he's not allowed to marry the tzoro, because it's nira ki tzoro selve. That's the Gemara. The Gemara alein is very life. What? What? The clap of the brothers, not clap of him. Lu Yitzur is not a brother, Zayin HaChanami. Lu Yitzur will be not the brothers. We speak there's no more brother brothers. About if there's more brothers, obviously can't marry the father. And this sugya is two mehalchim, before we start the sugya, how to learn the sugya. We, the Vayil, went in the sugya in the mehalach of the Rashba. I want to tell the kasha from where the Rashba comes to ask his kasha, just to build that we could start the sugya, it's hobby klal, it's late drochim, how the Rishonim shtel the sugya. The halacha is mi ano bebal muteres beovid. There's no isur kalosa. Mi ano beyovo asuro beovid. Why she's asur on the father? Nires ke kalosa. Why she was never married? A bebal b'shaz the nefila. She looked like she's married to the kid, so she's not allowed to marry the father. So lechure, it's not only the father, right? Lama zogin again. Isha is married to Reuven. And she makes miyun, she's allowed to marry Yankiv. Abeluya to Reuven dies, and she makes a miyun by the brother, Shimon. So we say, even though she was never married to Reuven, she's not allowed to marry Yankiv because it's nearest kekalosa. What type of different Yavama? A Yavama is married to Reuven. Yeah? Reuven has kids. Lama zogin. Reuven dies, she makes a miyun now. Lama zogin, she could make a miyun, even if there's no Zika. She makes a meal. She wants to marry Shimon. She's allowed to marry Shimon or not? Okay, we'll make it clear. Aisha is married to Reuven. So, father is Yankev, and Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. She's married to Reuven. Now, she goes over to Reuven after a year after the Chasana. She says, I don't want. She could go miyad now to marry Shimon, right? She was never married to Reuven. She was Oikin Nesuim Kamoi from Reuven. She takes Shimon. And she could take also Yaakov. But if she waited till Reuven died, so we have a gzeira de Rabbonon, that nires, because b'shas nefila, it looked like she settled with Reuven, so Reuven's marriage stays, the male, she can't go to take Yaakov. Right? So she also can't take Shimon now, right? So lo yitzur Reuven died, Reuven has kids. And now she was memayin. So if she was memayin b'chayi Reuven, she could take Shimon. She could take Yaakov. She could do what she wants. She could marry every family of Reuven. She could marry. She could marry Reuven's son. She's not married to Reuven. But if she waited till Reuven dies, so it's a nires, b'shas nefila, she's nires, ki ishtu shel Reuven, she's not allowed to marry Yankev, and she's not allowed to marry also Shimon. Right? Because, be'etzem, she looks like the wife of Reuven. So frek de Rashbo, so how we start our Gemara? Mi ano beze muteres beze. When Reuven dies and she made a miyun b'shimen, she's allowed to marry Levi. How she's allowed to marry Levi? What? How she's allowed to marry Levi? When Reuven dies, she's not allowed to marry Reuven's father. Why? Because she's nearest Eishes Reuven. She's not allowed to marry Reuven's brothers. Not Shimon, not Levi, not Yehuda. So mi ano b'zeh muteres b'zeh? Why mi ano b'zeh muteres b'zeh? Why is she allowed to marry Shimon Levi v'Yehuda? She's nearest Keish, she's Reuven. So why is she allowed to marry the other one? A minute. Zog de Rashbo, mikoyach dis kashe, I'm learning pshat that the Zika never went off from the other brothers. The Zika never went off from the other brothers. So b'meila, she could marry the other brothers because she's not good to the other brothers. But if the Zika went off from the other brothers, she's not allowed to marry the other brothers. She's a Eishes Hashem, Levi Mokim Mitzvah. Luritu, it looks like that it stopped. Luritu, when he makes a miyun, it stops the zikah from everyone. So it's no more zikah. So she was married to Reuven, and now it's no more zikah. How Shimon could take her? How Levi could take her? So from the fact that it says, miyun no bezeh muteres bezeh, from this aloche, miyun no bezeh muteres bezeh, zog de rashbo, al kochoch de avonas ha-gemore is, al kochoch de hesber is, that when I make a miyun in one of them, the other ones, the zikah stays, and while the zikah of the other brother stays, so the male she stays skuka to the other brothers, and the other brothers could take her medin yavama, medin skuka. But Lo Yatzur has no zikah to the other brothers, so how the other brothers can marry her? How the other brothers can marry her? How the other brothers marry her? She's Niras Keishas Reuven. And if she's Nidas Keishas Reuven, and it's no Muzikel, Harash is Mazel. She was married to Reuven, and now Reuven is over, and the Mele, Enechanami, the Zikel stops, but it doesn't look like you mafkia the issues from before. If it doesn't look like you mafkia the issues from before, so how do other brothers marry her? She's Eishasach. As maybe she's not allowed to marry the father, she's not allowed to marry the other brothers. Al Kochach Zog Berashbo, the pshat is that when you memayin in one yobam, you leave zikah to the other brothers. You leave zikah to the other brothers. The Melech Kumtei says, "Mi ano bezeh muteres leze?" Zog the Rashbo, it's not stam muteres leze, it's skuko leze. It's skuko leze. She's zokuk to the other brothers. She's zokuk to the other brothers. And if she's zokuk to the other brothers, zog the Rashbo, she's osur lashuk. She's osur lashuk. So when we look at the Gemara, Tzoras v'mayin es asur leman, ilay mele'achim, hashta iyo gufa shari, the Omar, Shmuel, mi ano bezeh muteres leze, means mi ano bezeh skuko leze. She's zokuk to the other brothers. This is the way the Rashba learns the sugi. It's a big chiddush l'mayse. So you do a miyun, and it only takes it off clapping that brother that you made a miyun. Clapping the other brothers, we're looking at it like kilu the miyun, the zikah never went off. It's very mechudosh thing. Clapping the other brothers, the zikah never went off.
What?
The Gemara says you're not allowed to marry the father. Nireski kalosi. What? But nireski kalosi. The zikah went off, but yesterday she was married to him. Yesterday she was married to him. So if yesterday she was married to him, so she's Eishasach. She's not allowed to marry, she's Nireski Kalosai. Now, the Gemara is Mechadish, that Kozman, you do them, if you do the Miyun Bechayov, we forget about it. If you do it after it, it stays Ki'ilu, you married. You can't do Yibum, because from now on you took it off. But what happened then happened, and you can't take it off. So the Shaila is, if what happened then happened, and you can't take it off, and you can't marry the father, how are you going to marry the brothers? The Teretz is, the brothers, clapping the brothers, you never made Miyun. This is the way the Rashba learns the sugya. What? It's all you allowed to marry anymore. Oh, it's a gzere de rabbon, nidus kitzoras bitoy. So you're not allowed to have tzoras ma'anis, oto, nidus kitzoras bitoy. This is the Rashba. The Rambam, mikoyach dis kashe, the Rambam mikoyach dis kashe, we'll see a minute, it's mefush and loshen Rambam. The Rambam mikoyach dis kashe. The Rambam is mechadash chidush otzi, and the Rambam learns the whole sugya different. Zog the Rambam, the aloha is if you memayin bechaye abal, you allow to marry the father. Miano bebal muteres beoviv. If the father dies, I'm sorry. If the husband dies and you make a miyun, miano beyavam. Asura be'oviv. Miyano be'yovam, asura be'oviv. Why? The Tony Roma by Yecheskel, nires ke kalosri. It's the Isur of nires ke kalosri. Zog the Rambam, the Isur of nires ke kalosri is only daughter-in-law. The Isur is only on a daughter-in-law. The Hainu. Reuven dies, if you make a miyun in Reuven, you're allowed to marry Reuven's father. If Reuven dies and you made a miyun to the brother, you're not allowed to marry Reuven's father. Oh, but it's only Reuven's father. מי אלו בזה אסור באובי? מי אלו ביובל מותרס באובי? לא עושה לגן זה איסור. מלפון אין זה נשתוק אין איסור. The איסור is only in the father. אבל אין אנדרי קרויבי. אין אנדרי קרויבי. לא מזור אין רובן דייז and he has kids. רובן דייז and he has kids. And you want to make a meal. You're allowed to marry Reuven's brother. Now, as if you marry Bechai Reuven, you're allowed to marry Reuven's brother. Even if Reuven dies and you make a miyun, you're allowed to marry Reuven's brother. Even if Reuven dies and you make a miyun, you're allowed to marry Reuven's son. The Isur of Nira Kekalosoi, Chazal were only Geyser and a father. A father is not nice. Other brothers? Now, when you do a miyun to Reuven, it's Keilu, you are never married to Reuven. From everyone, from all of the brothers. The zikah goes off from everyone. So why are you not allowed to marry the father? Niras kekalosei. Chutz on the isur of niras kekalosei, Chazal were not geyser and shar kroiv. The male, mi ano beruven, why she's allowed to marry Shimon? Not because she's zokuk to Shimon. Because mutar lashuk. She's not a yevom anymore. So when you make miyun, she's not a yevom anymore. It's ois yibum. She's not a yevom anymore. Ois yibum. Mufka the ganze yibum. She wants, she can marry who she wants. So the Rabbim learns the Gemara Kipshutoi. Mi ano beze, muteres leze. If she wants, she does it. If she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. She can marry who she wants. So if the Rashba Rebshad, mi ano beze, muteres leze. If she's memayin in the first one, she has to marry the other brothers. And I'll tell you where's the big nafkimina to understand it klo. To have klo the nafkimina. Reuven is married a isha, a ktano and a gdoilo. Right? Reuven dies, the Ktano made a miyun. She Ktano made a miyun. So the Rashba learns she made a miyun in the first brothers, but she the other one she could do yibum. Right? But she has to do only yibum. Now the other brothers, Lamazog and Shimon, didn't decide to choose to marry the Ktano. He chose to marry the Tzoro. So he married the Tzoro. Now he wants to take also the Ktano. He's allowed to or not? Poshtet Tziu, Reuven is married to Noshim. Rochel veLeo, Rochel is a Ktano, Leo is a Gdoilo. Reuven dies, Rochel makes a miyun. So she made a miyun in Shimon. Levi Yehuda Yisocho, Miyano Bezeh Muteres Lezeh. Lefide Rashbo, they marry her as Yibu. Now Lefide Rashbo, they didn't decide to choose Rochel. They decided to choose Leo. So Levi came and married Leo. Now he wants to take Rochel. He's allowed to take Rochel or not? Lefide Rashbo, Avadanish, he's Eishisach. Rochel was married to Reuven. Eishisach. He's not allowed to marry her. As David, the father is not allowed to marry Rochel because Niras Kekalosoi, but the brothers is Niras Keishisach. The only heter was because Klapi Dem, she's Kukul Yibu. But if they went and they married the Tzorah, she's Eishisach. Lefi the Rambam, the brothers are allowed to marry Rochel because she was never married to Reuven. So even if they will go and marry Leah, they could after take Rochel. She was never married. As the Rambam learned Pshat and Argimore. Not only that the Rambam took it out from this kasha. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Migerushin Alochi Zayin. The Rambam speaks it out klar. Hamemaenes beYovam Asuro leOvid mipnei sheNiras kekalosoi beEish shemeiz bnoi. Niras kekalosoi beEish shemeiz bnoi. Aval leShar haKroivim muteres. Lefichoch zok the Rambam. Lefichoch. אם מי אנו באיכו מן היבומים, מותרס לאוכיב. אז the Rambam speaks out, לפיכוך, אם מי אנו באיכו מן היבומים, מותרס לאוכיב. Because נירס קיישי סך, we'll get it. So דוד השיטה סרם. So now, what we have to be מבאר, we have to learn the סוגיה לפי בוב שיטס באיזה סשם. I just want to shtel the kashas that we have to shtel on Das Aramba. First, we have to know Chamot Neshtikul Teire. The Gzeru Funiras Kekalosoi is only in a daughter-in-law. And all the other Arayas is Neshtokin Gzeru Funiras. What's it does? And all the other Arayas is no Gzeru Funiras? Why? No Chazach. What's said in our sugi? That Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes is also. Why Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes is also? Why Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes is also? Chazal asked Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes. What is the issue of Tzoras Bitoi Memaenes? Gzere oto bitoy. So what is Tzaras bitoy memayelis? I have a daughter. Dainu, Rochel is my daughter, and they married to Reuven. And Rochel Belea married to Reuven. Rochel is my daughter. And Rochel is Memayan. I'm not allowed to marry now. The Tzoro, why? She's a Tzora Serve. I, she was Memayan. Aber, Niras Ketzoras Bitoy. Einach and Ami, Rochel was Memayan, and Bemele Leo is not a Tzora Serve. Aber Zog de Gmor is a Gzere de Rabbonon, she Niras Ketzoras Serve. Bishle, Melefi de Rashbo is a Gzere de Rabbonon, Niras Ketzoras Serve. Azevi is a Gzere von Niras Kekalosoi. As a gzeira for niras ketzorasar, but lefi the Rama we said it's only a gzeira in kalosar, and all the other kroivim is not isur, it's not gzeira the rabbonon. So what is the gzeira the rabbonon that we're not asking a gzeira like gzeira? They asked memayenes. What is the gzeira memayenes? Otu bitim memayenes. What is the isur of bitim memayenes? The isur of bitim memayenes is otu bitoy. It looks like a bitoy. We said in the Rama that all of the other kroivim, we're not asering. We only aser in kalosar. What? Yeah, but what is it? Why we aser the tzoras bitoy? Tzoras bitoy memayanes is also gzeire otu bitoy. Lemaise she was memayan. She was never married to him. But it looks like she was married to him. But the Rambam said, like, the under the kroivim, we don't say this gzeire. So, Be'ezus Hashem, ich betak, it's a zen, is the Rashbo and the Kuf Zayin on Mud Beis, and the Rambam, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see the Sugya.